Yeah, hi Sam, how you doing?
I'm fine, Elias. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Why, this
Where's
is
the
a
other
good
guy?
time.
What's his name?
Sorry?
What's the other guy's name? What's the I used to talk to?
Shane Watson.
Shane, where's Shane?
Who is Shane? He's the head of the department over here. Actually, he's not available at the moment. He's on vacation. That's why I'm calling on his behalf.
Okay, let me tell you about the customizations on the thing. My biggest thing is like this. There needs to be a way how me from my dashboard I'm able to change the customizations for every product.
Yes, you can.
So you didn't give me access, you just gave me the functionality from the customer's view, but I need to be able to from my view, from the admin view, I need to be able to change the be able to play around with I should be able to pick for every single product. Every product has different customizations. You're
Yes.
gonna have different things. I want to be able to play around on the product.
Okay, so basically you want your admin access that where you can see how you will be add or remove the things from each and every product, because each and every product has a different customization, as you said. No problem, I do understand that. No problem, I can provide you the access of the backend where you can easily customize the things as per the product requirement. But one more thing I need to
Okay.
mention over here was that once you upload the product, just taking example, right now we upload the product which is a nameplate, right? But if you think like you upload the product which is, let's say, just taking example, that is called ring or bracelet. Let's take example, the bracelet. So you will have to upload the file of the bracelet in the PNG format. Once you upload the file in the PNG format, then that functionality will work. Make sense? Take example, a bracelet image in the JPEG format. You need to be upload into the PNG format to run that functionality. Whatever
I
the
got it.
product,
Now,
yeah, what?
also,
Go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, that in order for the customizations to work, it has to be in PNG format. I got it.
Exactly.
Now, another question is the
Yes.
way that the customizations are put onto the page is very not user friendly. It looks what it took me it, it what I want it to look like. I want it to look very professional. When somebody goes on Amazon. And you can customize, let's say a product that's customizable on Amazon, yeah? So if you go to Amazon, it's so simple. The name on the text and or automatically populates. This is very confusing.
You're saying
I
on the other
find it to be a little
end.
confusing.
The functions you are talking about on the customized tool.
Again, I can't hear you.
You're saying on the Amazon having an option where you can customize the product, right?
Yeah, Amazon has the option. I'm saying that Amazon's option of customize now is very user friendly. I don't find this to be very user friendly. This was very a little confusing for me.
Okay, if you don't mind, can you let me know on the Amazon if I open the product nameplate, right? So can I see the customization on the Amazon? Or is that option
Yes,
actually?
yeah, so go to search personalized nameplates on Amazon.
Yes, I just searched the nameplate.
And go to a product where it's customizable.
Because here's the option like that. Customizable product. Okay, let me open that. Here it is. Okay, let me open the nameplate right away. Here it is. I just opened the nameplate with the customized product, right? And where is the option? There is no option to customize the thing. There it is.
Then you're in the wrong product. Go out and take a different product.
Okay, and your left side having a customization or product category. I click on it, and here is all the products. Customizable. Okay, here it is. I want the product now, the same product, customize product, right? But there is no option to click to customize the product. If it's possible,
I don't know what you're looking at.
Can you pause?
One second.
Yeah.
One second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you in an email.
Sure.
Okay, I just sent it to you.
Okay, let me open that. Just give me one. Yes, I got it. It's office walls. Let me see. Also, I just opened the product. Okay, and that is Providence Engraving Personalized Text. Okay. So, what function are you talking about?
Go to customize now.
What is the button of the customize? Because there is no button there to click on it.
No, they look better because it's there.
Where? On the left side or the right side?
Are you on a computer?
Yes, I am.
It's a yellow button on the right side. Customize now.
What is that? Customize. Now there is no button. Let me refresh one more time.
Okay, do me a favor, Sam. When is Shane coming back?
Mm-hmm.
When is Shane coming back?
Shane will be back on Monday morning.
Could you have him call me Monday?
Why do I mean I can let him know today, and he can call tomorrow.
Honestly, look, I told you my problem, and I don't have time to figure out with you where the Customize Now button is. I don't know. I just have a better language with him. I don't have time for this. I'm sorry. I don't mean anything bad. I just don't have time to be on the phone and explaining everything. It takes a lot of energy from me, and I don't have it.
Okay, what I can do, I have already understand your concern. Like, you need a user-friendly options on the customization tool. Let me do that. What I can do now, I will...
To summarize, you know what? Better said, two things I want. Give me access first to the back-end customization options, how I can customize the product, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is that I feel that the customizations that the customers will be seeing is not user-friendly. The functions are not user-friendly. Simple as that. Tell that, write that down in your notes, and I want to have a conversation with Shane about it next week, Monday.
Sure, that's fine. That's perfect. That's a good idea.
Perfect.
Okay, and can you let me know the best time to call on Monday, then?
I would say between 2 and 3 Eastern Standard Time.
2 and 3. Okay, that's fine. Let me let him know regarding 2 and 3 between on Monday. He will give you a call back. No problem.
Okay, perfect.
2 points, and we will discuss on that. No problem, sir. Anything else you'd like to from my hand so I can help with it?
Nothing. That's it.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for talking with you. Shane will give you a call on Monday.
Okay.
So take care. Bye-bye.
Not a problem.